Well, it's very important. As a member of the Senate Finance Committee, I was very pleased to be a part of the effort that made sure that if there was a senior citizen on Social Security, that they would be a part of this. Over 20 million senior citizens have been added to receive a rebate check. 250,000 of our disabled veterans who are on disability were originally excluded, and we have now included them in the package. We've made sure that seniors, people with disabilities, that middle-class Americans were all included in this package. Well, this is an important step. There's obviously more to do, but it's very important that we put money in the pockets of folks that are feeling squeezed on all sides, that have been hit by this downturn. We have seen the president and his tax policies put more money in the hands of a privileged few, while everyone else sees their incomes go down and their costs go up. This package puts dollars into the pockets of those people trying to keep the heat on, the lights on, pay for their food, pay their mortgage payment, be able to care for their children. And it really is the right kind of values. We're not satisfied at all. I mean, we need to be doing much more. This is a good first step. I think Senate Democrats made it better by including our seniors and disabled veterans. But we need to make sure that people who've been working hard all their lives and now find themselves without a job know that unemployment compensation will be extended while they're looking for that next good-paying job. We need to invest in those things. We'll create jobs, infrastructure, building highways and roads and water and sewer projects. Alternative energy projects. We in Michigan are ahead of the curve in terms of growing biofuels and ready for this new alternative energy economy. But the federal government needs to partner to be able to provide incentives, to support states, local communities, because the best stimulus is a good paying job.